So hi, I'm Jared Benz, an ISV architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here with Donnie Conway from Jack Henry & Associates. We're actually hanging out at the Microsoft Platform Strategy Review out here in Redmond. And Donnie, could you just talk with us for a moment? Tell the folks who Jack Henry is and what you guys do.
So Donnie Conway, I'm the Director of Enterprise Architecture at Jack Henry. We are a ISV that deals primarily in the financial industry. We do banking, credit union, a couple other small verticals, but our primary interest is banking and credit union software. We sell pretty much everything to do with financial software. It's core systems. We have five different core systems. Two of them are in the credit union space, three in banking. And then within those core systems that do the typical things, the DDA, savings, IRA, so forth, there's a many complementary products that we think of as surrounding our core systems and sell those. And right now those are upwards of about 100 different products that we sell that complement or go together with our core systems.
Okay. And so I've been engaged with you guys for a number of years now as your evangelist, and I know in that time you guys have grown quite rapidly, and a big portion of that has been through acquisition. And that's some of the things that I've worked with you guys on. So what have been some of the pain points that you've had growing in that way?
So, you know, you have definitely different architectures that, you know, since they were doing their own particular architecture, when you come in, you have multiple things that can cause you some issues. Identity is certainly one of the problems that we deal with when we bring them in. Integration is always an issue with whatever their touch points are.
And then I would imagine that even just the user interface, right, the look and feel of the application.
Yes, definitely. The look and feel of the, it can be completely different, right? It doesn't, you know, and there is this expectation that when we purchase a company and bring it into Jack Henry, it's amazing how quickly the expectation is that it should look and behave and act just like all the others that they're used to.
You bet. So how have you guys gone around solving some of these? I mean, obviously there's different technologies, but you've got some standards in place for looks and behaviors, and what have you guys done from a technology standpoint in the enterprise group to try and solve some of these problems?
So for the first one, on the look one, we have done a lot of work in two areas. One of them is just in standards, right?
Yep.
I mean, there's nothing magical you can do about that. You must come up with standards. You have to write them and so forth. But then from a technology perspective, we have embraced WPF and Silverlight and have made or enhanced the controls to embody the behaviors and standards that we deemed. And so we're right in the process now of moving those control sets into all of the various product groups. As they then work those into their SDLC, we start to end up looking more and more alike. We've also used WCF and created a contract-based message system that we're handling the integration aspects on the glass.
Okay.
So when we have products that need to integrate in some way, again, on the glass is a different way of doing it if it's a business service or like SOA, but on the glass they'll have some WCF. It's underneath is actually name pipes, but that's how we're communicating to the various applications.
So you guys then have a bit of a service bus, if you will, and is that where your identity comes into play there?
It is, actually. They'll over that bus ask for the identity in common, and then what we've done is then we move that out. We're using DoveIF to facilitate with creating basically the way that we can handle the security token, and then we're right in the throes of looking at what was Geneva Server, now ADFS2.
And so for the folks, WIF is the Windows Identity Foundation, because that's an acronym that not a lot of folks will probably know.
Because it's new, right?
Because it's new. Yeah, and it's becoming the ADFS version 2 product, effectively. And I know you guys had built your own custom security token servers, and it looks like WIF and potentially ADFS 2.0 might be some help there.
Yeah, the timing was almost perfect, but not quite. We did write our first STS, a security token server, on our own. It was a pretty large effort for us.
Yeah.
It's interesting that even in our POC work with WIF, we were able to redo effectively what we had done
in a fairly short amount of time.
In about a week.
Cool.
But it is effectively, in our opinion, my opinion, it's plumbing work. It's not a business.
Stuff that you guys don't need to maintain.
We don't need to be doing it. I'm very happy to be that Microsoft's embraced that and going to be solving that problem for us.
Cool. So what about just bringing applications into the fold? It's one thing to address kind of the underlying technology frameworks, but what about just getting an application in, making it look like it's part of the suite? What have you guys done from that standpoint?
So one of the very current initiatives that we have, we've coined it Optimizer. But internally, we had a nickname called Sweetification, which
sure.
was just some sort of... Anyway, but it did embody what we were trying to accomplish, which we have a suite of products, for example, that deal with profitability inside of the financial institution.
Mm-hmm.
And we're building a SharePoint-based solution that is kind of a mixture of dashboard and PKI and a light business analytics. It's not intended to be a deep analytical product. But from there, we're using various web parts that are created, being hosted on WSS. So the various web parts on there show different dashboard or PKI information but all collaborate together. So we've made it to where any one particular change on one web part will obviously cascade down and reflect that particular change to all the others, even though they're various products and they have different specialities that they're dealing with. But from any one of those, then we can click on that and do drill downs, whether that be into our BI solution that we sell,
yep.
or whether it be into a profitability specific, yep. or whatever. But we can go from that particular dashboard and then go to the individual products.
So this application dashboard then is effectively the launching point for a user. They log into this dashboard, they see through security and their roles, everything that they have available to them, and that can take them across the suites and across products.
Absolutely. And the nice part is, because we do have identity, everyone's look can be catered toward
Absolutely.
Their business function, right? So the CFO sees a much different thing than your teller is going to see, or something of that nature. So that's
cool.
That's what we're doing now.
So for the folks out there that might be watching that want to learn more about Jack Henry, where can they go?
The easiest place is www.jackhenry.com.
Cool. Thanks, Donnie.
All right, thank you.
See you.